Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Sue Lord, who's the alternate CEMC over at the municipality of Wawa. First of all, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Dan, for having me here today.
We want to talk about emergency planning, emergency preparedness. I know there was a flyer, a pamphlet that went out recently, and we just kind of want to get some information out there. So let's start with a general question. What should an emergency plan include?
Well, everyone has a role to play in an emergency, as emergencies happen anytime. People should be prepared to take care of themselves and their families for a minimum of at least 72 hours. Because if a disaster happens in our community, it may take emergency workers some time to get to you as they help those in desperate need. So your emergency plan should include basic supplies such as canned food, water bottles, and battery or crank-up flashlights. Because if there's no power, then you still want to have access to some light. An emergency plan also won't take you very long to plan, and make sure that your family is aware of what is in your emergency plan, because you want them to know where to meet, who to contact, and what to do.
So I'm guessing you'd want to plan for a variety of different types of emergencies. Obviously, one thing that you referenced, lack of power being something that you should expect or prepare for. Are there any other big problems that people should prepare for in case of an emergency?
Well, again, depending on what the emergency is and the time of year, obviously in the wintertime, you want to make sure you have a heating source, but when there's no electricity, then that could become an issue. So make sure you are aware of your surroundings and who have a wood stove to make sure that if you do run out of power, that you can probably go over to a friend's house and make sure that you have that source of heat.
And you did outline some of those basic supplies people should have, especially being able to see is always nice, so having lights of different kinds. Are there any other important basic supplies people should make sure they have on hand?
Absolutely. If you're taking medications, make sure you have a minimum supply of medication on hand for at least 72 hours. Again, because it doesn't guarantee you're going to have access to run to the pharmacy and get some medication. So make sure you do have that supply. And again, as a reminder, make sure that your emergency kit is easy to find. And you could also include a list of contact information in there so that you know the numbers, because a lot of times we use our cell phones and the numbers are auto-populated and we don't know them off by hand. So having a list of contact information is definitely a good thing as well.
Yes, I know things have changed in that regard for me over the last few decades as it became easier to save phone numbers. So the emergency kit, I would guess you'd want to check on that, make sure that it's got everything in it, maybe check for expiry dates for certain things if that's applicable. How often would you recommend people do that?
So your emergency kits should be checked at least once a year, and review your contact information, practice your emergency evacuation plan, change the batteries in your smoke alarm and carbon monoxide at the same time as well, and then restock your kit. And like you said, make sure you check expiry dates on your supplies and that everything is up to date as well. So annual basis, yes, do check your emergency kit.
Are there any other things that people should make sure to do to prepare for an emergency, possibly annually or more frequently?
Again, develop your plan, communicate it with your family, your household, anybody living in your household. And if there are any changes, make sure that it's noted in your plan, whether it's contact information or addresses as well.
Is there a place that people who want to learn more about emergency preparedness can get more information?
Absolutely. So the municipality of Wawa has a guide called 20 Weeks to Emergency Preparedness, and this is to assist residents on how they can create their own 72-hour kit. A guide was mailed out a few weeks ago, and the emergency guide can be found on our municipal website at www.wawa.cc, and then click on Living Here, and then Emergency Management. Also, another item that was with that emergency preparedness guide is a 211 pamphlet, which is just a helpline and website that provides information on and referrals to Ontario's community, social, health-related, and government services. It's a service that is free of charge, and anybody can call it at any time.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, and everybody be prepared and not scared.
Once again, that is Sue Lord, alternate CEMC over at the municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.